With SRN News, I'm John Scott. After today's vote on President Trump's big, beautiful bill, House Speaker Mike Johnson was in a patriotic mood.
I believed in this vision. I believed in the group. I believe in America. I believe we have the greatest nation.
The speaker was also very thankful
for this last election cycle. America was we're in deep trouble. And we knew that if we won, and we believed we would, we knew that if we got unified government, we'd have to quite literally fix every area of public policy. Everything was an absolute disaster under the Biden-Harris radical, woke, progressive Democrat regime. And we took the best effort that we could in one big, beautiful bill to fix as much of it as we could. And I am so grateful to God that we got that done as we did.
House Republicans have propelled the president's $4.5 trillion tax breaks and spending cuts bill to final congressional passage. The Kremlin says President Trump and Russian President Putin discussed Iran, Ukraine, and other issues by phone today. It was their sixth publicly disclosed chat since Mr. Trump returned to the White House. A surprisingly robust employment report for the month of June.
The government says employers grew their payrolls by 147,000 jobs. Analysts predicted the addition of 117,000, a figure below the 139,000 jobs added in May. The unemployment rate ticked down to 4.1% in June from 4.2% in May. Unemployment applications dropped to 233,000 last week as layoffs remain low.
That's correspondent Rich Thomason. The Dow had 344 points, the Nasdaq up 207. This is SRN News. Russia is persecuting people of faith.
The U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom says ever since the invasion of Ukraine, Russian forces have been carrying out a campaign of intimidation and harassment against clergymen and congregations in the annexed territories. The commission says Russia has jailed and tortured a number of religious leaders and closed down many churches. Protestant, Catholic, and Orthodox Church of Ukraine pastors and laymen have been targeted. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
As automakers begin to phase out AM radio, a diverse coalition of stakeholders linked with conservative talk shows, foreign language stations, and Christian broadcasters is fighting back. They're advocating to salvage AM radio's spot on the nation's dashboards. The AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act is the latest iteration of a bill that would require U.S. automakers to include AM receivers in new vehicles for the next 10 years. This is SRN News. A skydiving plane carrying 15 people has crashed near Cross Keys Airport in southern New Jersey after reporting engine trouble. The single-engine Cessna 208B crashed on landing Wednesday evening. All 15 people were taken to the hospital. Florida's newly unveiled destination for alleged illegal immigrants now open for occupancy.
It's known as Alligator Alcatraz.
President Trump this week hailing a new detention center deep in the Florida Everglades.
This facility will house some of the most menacing migrants, some of the most vicious people on the planet.
The first group of immigrants are set to arrive Wednesday night. Florida's attorney general saying they'll number in the hundreds. The center was built in 8 days over 10 miles of Everglades. It features more than 200 security cameras, more than 28,000 feet of barbed wire, and 400 security personnel. I'm Ben Thomas.
More details at SRNnews.com.